And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're going to quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things. Get up early. Do some kind of workout. Eat good foods. Clean your room. Make a list of things that you're supposed to do in your life. And then wake up in the morning and do those things. And no, it is not easy. But you're not going to get it from anyone else but you.
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Everyone seems to think that this world, this government, somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you shit. If you want something, go out there and get it. Go out there and fucking take it. That's all there is to it.
You need to stop this whining, this crying all the damn time, and get up and do something about it. And the biggest thing I see getting in the way is your fucking feelings. F*** your feelings. Where there's a will, there's a way. When you've got air in your lungs, then you have no excuse. It's just a matter of perspective. You're either gonna be a fucking sheep, or you're gonna be a lion. You're gonna be an attacker and a go-getter. But if you wanna sit there and cry and moan and whine all the fucking time while you can't, then you sit your ass on that bench with the losers, and you stay there. But don't expect me to turn around and pat you on the back and say, hey, good job, for being a fucking quitter. Get up and do something about it.
People who win can do sh, and people who lose talk sh. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then can do them. That's reality. That's the sh nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That fucking hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go.
You know who's going to bail you out? You know who's going to come and save the day? No one.
No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you.
No one's going to come and do it for you. You're going to have to do it all yourself.
And many of you are not where you're supposed to be, not because you're not gifted. You have absolutely no discipline. I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You give you a pass. You are not where you're supposed to be financially, and you gave yourself a pass. You know you better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. It's time you punish you. From now on, you're not going to hold any other human more accountable than you hold yourself.
It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? Those inches you need to be number one then are around us every single day. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference.
So I just need you to think about three people that you love. That person that you think about has to be louder than the snooze button. So when you think about Granny, you gotta think about, do I hit the snooze button or do I get up and make it happen for Granny? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who are you doing this for? So the days you don't feel like getting up, just think about them. And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you finish, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when we're done. Execution is worship. And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else. Why? Because this is what I do. This is my lane. This is your lane. You gotta murder it.
If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just taking too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average, because to be great, you got to keep up.
There is no discount. You can't get 50% off. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are, and stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn.
Success is like a quiet daily set of tasks. Real, real small. It's like that quiet walk to the gym. Some empty ass gym late at night, over and over and over. Or as I sit there studying other great people and then comparing it with what I'm doing and looking at it, over and over and over. Doing 20 minutes of quiet meditation a day, over and over and over. Making the choice to eat foods that enhance my brain neurotransmitters, over and over and over. It's a very quiet process where you're just drawing your state from within yourself, doing these like simple little tasks, but finding love in those simple little tasks. It's not this big rah-rah speech where you do this one thing and something big happens.
When we look at the leading sales professions of the world, when we look at the best business people, we say she's gifted, she's smarter than me, she just somehow knows more than me, she's got a better education, she had an easier background, she got lucky. You've heard the cliche because it's true, the harder I work, the luckier I get. I'm an ordinary person, but I focused on my craft. I had a burning desire to be excellent. I love what I do. Sharing in my books and speaking is my oxygen, it's my DNA. 4 a.m. I get up and I'm working on my craft because I love it. I love it.
The process is just as important as the actual prize, because the process is going to make you, the deeper the process, greater the reward.
A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work.
Because he loves the process.
Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for.
The 9-to-5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level.
I can accept failure. Everyone fails at some point. I cannot accept not trying.
I don't feel rejected. I tried.
How do you feel rejected when you try? The person who didn't try should feel rejected. The person that didn't try should feel defeated. I tried.
I don't feel rejected. I feel good about myself.
I don't feel bad. I gave it 120%.
You can't never feel bad when you put forth 120%.
You can't let the outcomes make you feel whack.
I'm not whack. I'm a warrior.
I'm a problem solver. I'm not soft. I'm not weak. I don't quit. I don't give up. I don't surrender.
I don't always win, but I always try.
You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter how many times you've been fired. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. You just go until you get it.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
Every single person that you look up to, all of them dealt with their family and friends looking at them funny and making jokes. The difference is they continued to move when people told them to get back in line. They didn't get back in line. They continued to become what they knew they were inside of their soul.
Everyone's like, oh, Craig, you're lucky. You got this, Craig. You're lucky. Everything you do is luck. Bullshit. Because before it was luck. It was a belief. And every day with no one watching at 5 a.m. by myself, I trained it because I believed in it. Then I mastered it. Well, I remastered it and remastered it in hopes that one day my trained ability collided with an opportunity to show it off. That's what success is. That every single module inside of it you create, you own. Nothing subjective in there. It's all you.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it. You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
How do you stand the race, Les, when your life has been destroyed with drugs or alcohol, or you've lost your business or lost your job or lost your home and you've been completely devastated? How can you tell me I can come back?
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotions. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you. You want to monitor your inner conversations, the things that you say to yourself. You want to watch them, and in watching them, you want to take charge. Oh, you really don't feel like it. You really don't need to do it. Forget all that. That's that inner conversation. Oh, you don't need to worry about trying to go into your own business. Forget that. You can't do that. What if you lose everything you've got? That inner conversation that stops you from doing the things you want to do less. Don't do that. Forget all that. And then I said, shut up. You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. You've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. Some people you will allow to unnerve you. You can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. Now, shut up. I have got to do it. That's why you got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life. The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. There's no enemy within. The enemy outside can do us no harm. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach.
You're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. Average people use their time to complain. Average people talk problems. The great talk solutions.
Live your life with passion, with some drive. Decide that you're going to push yourself. You want to live life with energy and passion. You want to be happy. You got a lot to be thankful for. Most people won't do that. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit.
You got to get this beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm going to get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's my beast mode. If you willing to get your butt out to bed, grind from sunup to sundown, you can have the life that other people dream of.
We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go, and people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
You guys have got to believe in yourself. Headstrong, manly, tough. It's the only way through the bullshit here in life. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finally testing on fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen. Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe in it. They're headstrong. Nothing's going to stop them.
There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest fucking worker there. No longer are we going to accept rhymes and society's rhymes the reason that we are average. Average is a weak mentality. We must believe it so much so that we're arrogant about it. We must be soft for excellence.
The easy route never pays well. The only route in life that pays well is the hard route.
You work it out. You want to die. Feel the death happening in you. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat. Because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock.
Somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, it ain't my fault. You right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. I just need you to identify what your pain is. And then I need you to ask yourself what you're going to do about it. You have a choice. How you respond to your pain. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you gonna do about it?
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
I love my
myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life.
I'm not stupid. I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that, because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative, but I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen.
You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort. At the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is gonna take you to the next level. No pain, no gain. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond.
But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me and they couldn't.
You got to talk to yourself. And yes, I was scared.
Leslie, get up. Get up, Leslie, get up. Come on, man. It's easy to have faith when mama's got her health and all is well. Come on, get up and cover the house. She needs us now. Come on, be a man. Come on in this room and face it. Be still. Know that all is well. To pull this through.
And I made up my mind. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education, but I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it.
And yes, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be difficult, and you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There's certain things when you go through those things and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. It builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. So I'm going through a character building experience.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits. Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege, because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man, or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
And when you discipline your emotions and you don't allow them to control you, when you tell yourself, I'm in charge here, I set the course for my life, these storms that I face, they do not have power over me. When you declare that to yourself, the limits for you become non-existent.
Behind every moment of adversity in your life, there is a blessing and a lesson. Every moment of adversity has those two things. Pain always leaves a gift. Always.
The depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
You're supposed to react. You're supposed to respond. You're supposed to be down for a quick minute, but you get back up. You don't stop.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up.
It takes a lot of guts to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision. And you might lose your job. It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pocket. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you, and they're doubting you. People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. No guts, no glory. Most people, when they hear no or they're rejected, it takes their power away. And they become discouraged. They lose their spirit. They lose their energy. They stop. No. When you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day. What did you learn? What did you get out of that day? When you get knocked down, and you're going to get knocked down, when you run into some roadblocks and you're going to run into them, when you have some setbacks, you can always be able to bring yourself back in, knowing if someone has done it, it's possible that I can do it. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again, defeat again and again and again, and every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish or cold, sickness or pain, a body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
We sleep one third of our fucking lives, and we think we can take fucking days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves fucking options on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. You think time gives a fuck that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's? You give yourself too many fucking options. Time is running out. Keep on sitting around wondering what the fuck you wanna do. You're just gonna run out of time. Stop following the fucking crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to.
Short-term thinking says the donut tastes good, eat it. Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter, I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run, and they definitely don't move you toward your overall strategic goals. The more short-term decisions you make, decisions that are based on that immediate gratification, decisions based on quick emotional satisfaction, the further from the path you will stray. Don't do that. Think strategic. Think long-term. term. You need to get out of bed, you need to run, you need to work out, you need to read and study and practice, and you need to do things that you don't necessarily want to do.
If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. In 10 years, a mother can work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend, is going to pay off.
What's your standard? I don't care what it is, but what is your standard? I got some standards. I've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning since I was 19 years old. That's a non-negotiable. Every morning at 3, I'm up. That's my standard. I'm telling you, set a standard. You can't be no champion if you don't have a standard. The men who set a standard are always the ones who are champions. As a champion, we ain't trying to cut corners. We ain't trying to see how much we can do and still be successful. I got a standard. I want to be the best. Finish. Effort is not good enough. Ain't nobody paying you for effort. You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. Execute. Set the standard, then raise the standard, then uphold the standard every single day. You're going up against other champions? You think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? You think you're going to get 80%? Y'all good. You're real good at what you do. But some of you don't finish. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tired. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. Success is never on discount. Success is never on sale. You never see Rolls Royce say, please, come buy us. Why? Because a Rolls Royce, when they make it one at a time. And they take their time and they handcraft it. It never goes on sale. And some of y'all in this room, you want your dream to go on sale. It's never going to go on sale. But if you want to be average, they give an average out.
Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. That's what winners do. Losers talk about hating to lose. Losers say they hate to lose. Losers talk about how they want to win. Winners do what the fuck it takes. And that means beating the next guy. If you aren't going to work at your job every day and looking at all the other motherfuckers and thinking, dude, I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you, you don't have what it takes. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit. You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes. I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for and it ain't free.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think.
So many of us, we've gone through life and life has let us down.
You can find yourself stressed out. You can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through.
I don't know what it's like to barely hold on, to barely feel like you're breathing, and barely feel like you can come up for air.
Look up. Look up and recognize that there is a way out. There is a path for you to take. And it's not an easy path. It takes courage and it's hard. But what is the other choice? What else can you do? Let the darkness completely consume us,
be overtaken by temptation. Advice? No. Do not accept that. You can triumph over these dark forces. You can become better. You can be better.
Growth is faster and deeper during your darkest days. Through that separation, through that unemployment, through that tragedy, through that loss.
And maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over unless you quit.
You take those terrible events in your life and you create a new story of triumph.
And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep at it? Why should I keep showing up to the conventions? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
Fight your way through this battle. Your greatness comes from within. And once you realize that, nothing will stop you. Nothing will keep you from being great. It's already there. You just have to feel it and know that you were placed here for a reason.
Fight your way through it. Fight your way through this battle. Fight your way through that academic struggle. Fight your way through divorce. Fight your way through boxing. Fight your way through football. If it was easy, everybody would do it. You got this far. You was gonna quit. You should have quit a long time ago. You got too far. You've come too far to quit now. You need to get a reward for it.
I know you may be hurting, but just know, after this battle, you will come out on a better side. You have to see it. You have to feel it. You have to know that this life was made for many battles. And you were made just for a time like this.
That person who was your hater, they thought they defeated you. That person who told you you'll never amount to anything, they thought they defeated you.
Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. Put them on the mental Rolodex in your mind. And when you don't want to do roll through your brain. Pull up that motherfucker that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something. Use them for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with success.
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. So a lot of people have stopped dreaming.
You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
When you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you. When you're uncommon, have uncommon ways. Get ready for people to try and block you and conspire against you.
Never allow anybody to make you feel bad about being so blessed. When you've worked your ass off to get it. You decided all the clubs, partying, hanging out, and all that that ain't for me. I'm going to be out here running in the hot sun, practicing, playing basketball, shooting on weekends while everybody else is clubbing and hanging out. You got your focus right. You see me in my Rolls Royce, private planes, rooftop hotel, 5-6-star lifestyle. I've worked my ass off to have it. And you can keep all your little slick-ass comments to yourself. Because guess what? I don't remember the last time I lost sleep over a hater.
Shut the noise out. Embrace the fact that people don't like you. Makes you do something right.
Develop the interior core where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life. You care too much about what people think about you.
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for. The unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally. Damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It may be the number in your bank account that is screaming, you are broke.
You can break physically. You can break mentally. You can break your heart. You can break your spirit. And all of those are going to leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory or can be the mark of defeat.
It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
The fight isn't over. The fight is just beginning. You have the opportunity to show the world what you are really made of.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for. You don't need no support for. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
Regardless of what happens to you in life, regardless of the adversity, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the trial and tribulations, nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is you. No situation, no circumstance, no piece of adversity can define your life. Never let a circumstance define.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand, we gonna live, and we gonna die by what we stand for. And everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're a part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
Be encouraged today that no matter what you've walked through, no matter how broken your marriage is, no matter how many times you failed,
there is within you a spirit that is greater than whatever is going on around you.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
You want to win? You want to be a millionaire? You got to quit being so casual. You walk slow, you talk slow, you implement things slow, you talk a good game, like you're gonna be somebody. Wake up! You're gonna get your ass kicked, dude! You gotta get focused and get in a hurry. The separator is gonna be who takes massive action quickly.
And that's why most people never realize their personal greatness, because they're casual about life. And when you are casual about life, you will end up a casualty. You've got to develop a sense of urgency. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it.
You meet somebody wealthy? Their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at, that he gave it everything, that he went for it.
You got to focus on you. And as you convince you, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job. Telling yourself every day, here I go again. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Everything has to do with you intending to win. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you decide to win, once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different. You walk different. You can change you. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region.
And don't get caught up in, well, I've tried it four or five times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you got to do what is required.
Successful people stop negotiating the price in their life. You know what's stripping all your success? You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I got to do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price. They negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
It isn't in a war. It isn't in a battle. It isn't in a melee of fire and destruction that most of us succumb to weakness. We are taken apart slowly, convinced to take an easier path, enticed by comfort, Most of us aren't defeated in one decisive battle. We are defeated one tiny, seemingly insignificant surrender at a time that chips away at who we should really be. It isn't that you wake up one day and decide, that's it, I'm going to be weak. No, it is a slow, incremental process. It chips away at our will, it chips away at our discipline. We sleep in a little later. We miss a workout, then another. We start to eat what we shouldn't eat and drink what we shouldn't drink. And without realizing it, one day you wake up and you've become something that you never would have allowed. So you have to be vigilant. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things. Things that shouldn't matter, but things that do. It's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. I want to struggle. I want to grind and claw and scratch, and I want to dig in and I want to push. And I don't want it to end. I don't want to rest, and I don't want to coast. And I don't want to reach a point in my life where I say, I've done enough. No. Everyone listening to this, here's the deal. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight.
The standard is the standard. We don't lower it. We compete, we fight, we scrap, we live to fight another day. We don't retreat against nobody. That ain't talent. That's essence. That's core. That's who I am as a person. That's how I get down. That's how I'm coming. That's what that is. And every time you get ready to stop, every time you get ready to quit, that's you as a man. But when you press forward, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the adversity, you're building a mentality that's going to sustain you 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and they make another bad choice. Then they make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feeling.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average. Because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, got to pour into that dream. I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta kill. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you got to pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. They look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else?
Why don't you give up?
There will be times when you will feel alone and you will feel deserted, when you'll feel weak and you doubt yourself and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It's hard to pick yourself up when you experience setbacks and people don't see the vision. No one else believes in you. That's going to happen.
But we all have a choice. The choice is you can let the outside noise affect you or drive you. What's it going to be? There's been so many times in our lives where people tell you you can't do something. Where would you be if every single time someone told you you can't do something, you listen to them?
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. A lot of people have stopped dreaming. Don't you stop dreaming. It takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible.
You've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
Judge not according to appearances. Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge.
People are going to laugh at you, but let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said, the best revenge is massive success. You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and believe and know within yourself. And don't doubt in everything in you that everything is going to be all right.
I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance. Keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know, that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. In the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now.
Most people think they're disqualified from becoming mega successful. They think their past disqualifies them. Their mistakes, their seven. You don't know, man. I had a divorce. You don't know. I failed in this other business. You don't know. In the last down real estate market, I lost it all. You don't know what I'm addicted to. You don't know my mistakes. You don't know my weaknesses. You don't know what I'm not good at. You don't know. I've always been average and ordinary. I've always been invisible. And so that disqualifies me from being successful. So what you do regularly is you disqualify yourself. And what I'm saying to you, what if the truth was that your greatest mistakes are the very things that do qualify you? What if that's the case?
What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you're greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
If you can survive temporary pain, on the other side of temporary pain, you will meet another version of you. Which, by the way, all pain is temporary. The only thing permanent is our soul. Even our bodies are temporary.
If you want to make your dream become reality, the people that are running at their dreams know that it's possible that you can live your dream, that it's necessary, that you're relentless, that you have a plan of action, that you are creative, that know if it's going to happen, it's up to them. And they're resolving within themselves, it's not over until I win. The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I'm up here now. Not because I'm super impressive, because I'm not. Every time I wanted to quit this business, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day just don't quit. One more day, hang on.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one remorse. That's the separator.
You are one decision away from changing your life. You're one new meeting, one new relationship, one new contact, one new action, one new decision away from shifting your life from where it is right now to a totally different place. There's something you've been hesitating on. There's a contact you need to make. There's a job you need to quit. I don't know what it is, but I know there's a decision that you need to make to take you to the next level, because decisions shape our destiny when they're backed up by some massive ass action. But you can't take the action if you don't decide.
I made up in my mind. I will not go through this pain and not get a reward for it. I will not quit. I will not surrender. I will outlast every trial and every tribulation that comes in my life.
You meet a family that is wealthy. Somewhere back in their lineage generationally, they weren't. And then something happens. The one shows up. And every family, there's the one. And that one changes that family forever. In my family, I'm the one. We don't think like we used to think. I'm the one. I'm the one who made the calls late at night. I'm the one who drove hours and hours for people to say no.